Okay, we're recording.
Alrighty. Hello.
So today we're supposed to do like a show.
Yeah, we are doing a show.
We're supposed to do a show, a Groove Shark show on sleepers versus overplayed.
We can do that. But first, I need to talk about Mother's Day. Puff at me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever. I never have that problem.
But the movie,
I don't know. I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad. I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you.
Hello. Happy Mother's Day to all of the
mothers
out there.
Make me feel special even when I know I'm not.
But you are special.
See?
All the time.
See?
You're never not special.
See?
Happy Mother's Day, ladies.
It's not Mother's Day anymore.
But it was yesterday.
Mother's Day was 2 days ago.
Yes, as my friend's daughter plainly told her this morning.
That's not right.
Nope.
You should not come down and say, it's not Mother's Day anymore.
No.
That would be the last thing I ever said.
Yeah. Your mom would have taken care of you right there. So that would have been it.
The last thing I remembered.
The next thing I knew, I woke up in the emergency room. I don't know.
Woke up in the hospital.
So today.
Do you want me to knock your brains out?
I heard.
What is wrong with you? Pick your brains up and put them back in your head. Let your brains fall out on the floor. What's wrong with you? Answer me.
Okay, Bill.
Don't you talk to me while I'm talking to you. You shut it there and shut up. You understand me? Answer me.
Okay, Bill Cosby.
That was my life.
Oh, my.
It's funny because it's true.
It was not your life.
I know. My brother are out. See, my brother listens to the show. I can't lie. He'll call me. Mom did not talk that way to us.
Because he's very protective of your mother.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he is.
Well, yeah.
But for
he won't let you get away with that.
For comedic reasons, I need to lie sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. So.
So my friends today proceeded to, a big long line of them proceeded to tell me about how crappy their Mother's Day was. And then,
I'm sorry.
And one of the calls began, "Happy friggin' Mother's Day."
Ouch.
Yeah. So.
Well, you didn't get breakfast in bed. In fact, I got coffee in bed.
Yeah, I brought you coffee. Wasn't that nice of me?
I'm a nice mother. Do you resent me for that?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't have brought it to you if I would have resented you for it.
All right.
I woke up, and the only, like, you know, Satan whispers in your ear, because, see, as mothers, these days, we as mothers, like, feel entitled,
mm-hmm.
that, like, we're entitled to this. We don't really know what we want on Mother's Day, but we feel like it should be some grand thing. And then when it's not the exact same thing that we maybe thought it should be, then it's not good enough. So our poor husbands and children can't. They can't make us happy. It's impossible.
But I don't blame the mothers too much on this one. I heard it all day today, too.
Yeah.
I heard it from mothers today, too. Well, I talked to people at work, people on Twitter. Nobody was really happy with their Mother's Day. But, you know, but I think it's not all the mother's fault. I mean,
I didn't say it was.
I think that we as fathers.
Yes.
And we should make sure that mothers are appreciated,
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis.
Every day. So that when you do appreciate them on Mother's Day, then they don't resent it. Because, like, oh, it's so nice to do it today.
I mean, it shouldn't be this.
But then it's never enough.
Mother's Day is not supposed to be this big, huge thing.
Yeah.
It's just supposed to be a special day that you call attention to something that you do every day.
Yeah.
Which is appreciate your mother.
Yeah. Exactly.
And as husbands, it's our responsibility to make sure our kids appreciate their mothers. It's not. Here's another pet peeve of mine. You ain't my mother.
I know. You don't need to give me a gift. And I know women out there, my very, very best friend doesn't understand that about us. But I'm telling you, I'm not his mother. So it's nice if he wants to get me a gift to say thank you for being my child's mother. But he doesn't owe me a gift because I'm not his mother. He needs to get his own mother a gift.
Right. I got enough people to buy for.
But I'm okay with that. But if you're not okay with that, then you need to make sure your husband knows that so that he doesn't get in trouble for not appreciating you.
That's true.
And now, see, Brad appreciates me every day. And I feel appreciated all the time.
And this not very nice lady was getting on to me today. She listened to the show, so I have to say very nice lady. Was getting on to me today for not buying you a gift. And I'm like, look, it's not my mother. But if it's any consolation, I paid for Helen's gifts.
I took her to help her buy them.
Exactly. But this was the first year that Helen really did she did it all herself. She made the card for her mom, which she's done before, but with a little guidance and maybe, you know, whatever. But this year she made the card herself.
Was that her own initiative?
It was her initiative. She told me what she wanted to get Faith for Mother's Day. I didn't ask. She came to me. This is what I want to get Mom for Mother's Day. I'm like, okay. I mean, that to me says I did things right in the past.
Yeah.
Because she's already thought of those things, and she's coming to me to tell me. And I'm like, yes, I approve of that. It's under this amount of money. That's fine. We can do that. So.
And then he took her and she picked it out. And it was very sweet. It was very sweet because she took the time to get it for me. And that made me feel appreciated. But see, Helen makes me feel appreciated all the time. Right. She's very sweet and loving, and she's very helpful. And so I feel appreciated a lot. Brad did give me a Starbucks gift card and said, thank you for being such a good mother to my child.
Me. You're outing me.
He has never, ever given me a present for Mother's Day before, ever, in all of our years that we've had Helen.
Right.
But he did give me one this year. He surprised me and said, enjoy coffee and me. So that was very sweet. I appreciated that. I didn't expect it. I appreciated it. It was very nice. It wouldn't have made my day any better or worse if it didn't come. So anyway, I just needed to get that out. I need people to know that if you feel like a schmuck having to ask your husband for something like this is what I want for Mother's Day, which I think is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Tell people what you want. They don't know what you want. They can't read your mind. Trust me, you will get great gifts if you tell them. I want this. You know what I do to Brad's mom? I circle stuff. This is what I want. And then I get all of that for Christmas.
There you go.
And then I'm very happy because I get exactly what I want in the exact size and the exact color and everything. And it's very lovely. And she loves that because then she's not stressing out, worried about what to get me. I'm giving her a blessing.
Right.
So you need to tell your husbands, if not what you want, at least tell them to ask you what you want.
Oh, here's another thing, which I think is fair. This is another thing about Mother's Day, which I think is fair.
There's nothing wrong with asking.
Mothers, as a general rule, don't have a sense of humor about Mother's Day.
No, they don't.
Okay, so making jokes about Mother's Day.
No, no. Not funny.
Giving cards that are humorous on Mother's Day, not so much.
No, no.
Doesn't really make them. Call saying happy day to all you mothers, not so much. Okay, it just doesn't really accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. You're kind of your own worst enemy there. So, anyway, just put the ER and not the A at the end of it, Mother. And just go ahead.
Yes.
All right.
And enjoy next Mother's Day.
Watching Mother more. Jugs and Speed on Mother's Day. No. Not funny. Okay, mm-hmm. Not good.
You know, if you're making your wife go and buy pizza on Mother's Day,
not the best choice of you need to re-examine your decision making paradigm. Okay, because if Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Okay. And she'll be unhappy for a long time.
All right,
that's it. That's all.
And by the way, if your wife sees you being appreciative to your mother, and your children see you being appreciative to your mother, then you have to be less. I mean, there's like this. But if you're not paying attention to your mother at all, and you're not doing anything for your wife, then you're just a jerk. You know? I mean, I get away with not doing things for Faith because I do things for my mother. And Faith sees that, and she understands that, and it's kind of part of who we are, what we do. And I make sure that Helen does for her. You know what I'm saying? I've already been over this.
Yeah. We've
come around the horn now.
It's funny because we get in an argument about his mom, because I'm like, you got to go get yourself. You got to get your mother a gift. You got to go get you. You know, and I always, like, I'll say, I'm going to go pick out a card. You know, I'll get... So, you know, and then those flowers aren't good enough. You need to get her better flowers than that. They're, you know, so I'm harping on about everything he gives her.
Like, that,
you
know, lady!
This is my mother.
My mom!
I'm going to give the kids. So then we're walking around the store, and I'm like,
I'm like, you're not picking these things up for yourself, you know. Yours is already bought. All right. Here we go. So, on with the Joe. I don't know what Carrie got mother for Mother's Day. Did I see what he got her?
Well, I think he was.
He probably went over on Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably went over there on
Mother's Day. Well, they were going to Jen's because they have like a big hoopla.
Yeah, I saw the picture of them playing hoopla in the backyard.
They have like, they shoot water balloons or some craziness. I don't know. Briley went flying somewhere.
I don't know, but they played hoopla in the backyard. I saw that. They had a picture of it on Facebook. Okay, so let's get, we've got a few emails I want to get through from people, and then we will get on with the Groove Shark show.
Okay, are we going to be able to?
We're going
to
do hours, and that'll probably be all we have time for.
Alrighty. Okay. Oh, do I need my computer? I hadn't shared mine.
Ay. Okay. No.
Just yours. Then we're going to
do mine.
You got.
That's a kind of.
I can share with it.
Derailment that I don't need.
Oh.
All right.
Shut up. I can go get my computer and put your thing to share. I can share.
Okay.
None of my songs that nobody's ever heard of were out there, though. I don't know how that's going
to
work.
This was sent to me with a note saying, play this for Faith. So I am going to be obedient. I'm going to try to be obedient.
And play it?
Yes.
So I can't leave to get my computer?
No.
Okay. So you're going to play it someday?
I'm trying.
Oh.
Here we go. Somebody's trying to start a lawnmower or something. I think the carburetor's plugged.
Run to this. Is that the point? I kind of run like this. Make it stop.
It's called Scream. And now Faith has a headache.
Is that from Kidge?
Thank you, Jeff Music. Music. Your name is Music, and that's what you sent to me.
Why?
He thought that you would like it, judging from your reaction to Projects 86.
Thanks. Yeah. Good to know you're looking out for me.
Yeah.
Oh, oofta.
So I got that one out of the way.
Oof.
I'm unstarring and deleting.
That got an oofta. You know that's bad.
Oofta.
I must have just been with my mom. I say that a lot more after I come back.
Yeah, you do. All right, let's see what else I got here. Oh, I got a... Oh, this is from Amy Walking in the Spirit, who is now on Facebook, by the way.
Yes.
If you would like to look up Amy.
She befriended me.
And she sent me her class songs, which we don't have time to do. But she did the top five is Nobody Knows by Tony Rich Project.
Uh-huh.
Sweet Dreams like by LaBouche.
Uh-huh.
Be My Love by LaBouche. Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman, which you like. Uh-huh. And Beautiful Life by Ace of Base, which you like.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't have a bottom list.
When did she graduate? 93?
No.
92?
96.
Really?
96.
Those aren't from 96, are they?
That's what she said. These are my top five from 1996.
Wow. Huh.
Mm-hmm. The number one song from 1996
that's
was
10 years after you.
The Macarena.
Did you did you realize that?
Yeah.
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 I'm 10 years older than her.
So what? Her bottom was the Macarena?
No, the top song in 1996 was the Macarena.
Ugh. Margarita.
All right, we have another Play This for Faith request.
Oh, great. Same person?
No, this is from Russell Bonchu.
Alrighty, why are they sending things to play me for me?
I don't know. I guess they enjoy.
Hello, squirrels. Serenading. This is Russ from Cleveland. I haven't called in a while.
Is he what? Recording in a tunnel?
he's in. Hello.
At the end of the hall there.
Really busy, but just wanted to give you a couple of things. First, Miss Faith. A couple weeks ago, sir. Brad mentioned something about rock and roll. I can't remember the context. And you said something about rock and roll being from Cleveland. And I just had to give you props for that because I think that is awesome. You are absolutely right. Also, I
like
really
that.
Liked your apps show. I have a bunch of really good ones for my.
Oh, yeah?
Where?
What?
Where? The Where app. Go get it.
Oh, yeah, that Wear app.
Go get
awesome.
The Wear app.
Where?
I bumped it with Christy and she got it today. The Wear app. Very good app.
Hello?
What happened?
Hello?
What are you doing?
I was trying to get the little.
Well, would you just play Russ?
I'm sorry. I was trying to get the echo to work.
But it's not going to echo. Just play
echo,
Russ.
Echo, echo,
it's not,
echo.
It's not.
Echo. Ah! Now we sound like Russ.
Great.
So now it sounds normal that we're talking
about.
Oh,
this. Okay.
Yeah.
For my iPhone. I'm an Evernote user too. Love it.
Really? I couldn't get Evernote. I actually deleted Evernote from my phone because I never used it.
What was Evernote?
It's like you make a note and it syncs online and it's really cool, but I never used it.
Oh.
I should. It's like one of those apps
online.
That were, yeah, it syncs to like, so you can get to it from any computer. So you make a note and you can get to it from any computer.
Really?
Yeah. It's sort of like a note, but it takes pictures.
But I have
notes.
I use the notes that came on the phone, mm-hmm. and I like that a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like that, but it uses, you can have pictures and you can have files but attached to it, and it syncs and everything. So it's kind of cool, but I never used it.
Okay.
That Where app,
the
app is Where, WHERE.
Like, where are you going?
Where are you going? And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
It's awesome.
You know, it'll tell you the times to the movie theater. You never have to look up the theater ever again.
Yeah, I actually deleted.
Seriously, for that, I will keep it. That and the gas prices.
Yeah, I had a Fandango app, and I had a gas app. And I was able to delete those two apps. I don't need them anymore. Yeah. I got Where.
And it tells you local events.
Local events.
And
local
news.
Gas prices close to you.
Restaurants.
News. Local
which
news.
In Silver Springs is not that hit or miss. Yeah.
But it does have like a random restaurant. You can like select random restaurant if you're out. Like, what do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? Think. Let's let Where decide.
Yeah. We're going here.
We're going to CC's.
Well, Carrie has that Google app that like it. You spin the thing and it'll pick. You know,
I used to use a program from Pocket Bible called Pocket Bible from Liridian. I've used them for years, all the way back to when I had a Palm Trio. And I really like it because it does almost everything a paper Bible does, including highlighting and bookmarks and putting in your own notes.
That's cool.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, I use for my Bible apps, I use YouVersion. But my favorite is the one that gives you the Greek, the Strong's.
The Strong's, I like that just for reading.
Yeah.
I used that when I went to Bible study with my mom when I was there visiting.
It's called Strong Concordance for the iPhone. It's made by Brian Thomas Webb, W-E-B-B. And that's the best way to find it is to type in W-E-B-B, Bible, and then W-E-B-B. And that's the Strong's, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other one is Mantis, which is a Bible study Bible, which is really cool. And then the Olive Tree Bible.
Did you pay for those?
The Strong's is 99 cents. And
Strong's?
It's worth it. The Strong's is 99 cents because of the Greek lookup words.
Yeah.
I mean, you just click on a word and it you don't have to be connected to the internet. So it's all out there on your phone. So that one's 99 cents. The other ones are free.
Cool. Cool, yes. Biscuits. You're gonna eat.
And I also have two really addictive games. One is called Doodle Jump.
Yes, I have
it actually warns you when you first go to the game that game page that it's super addictive.
I have that, but it's not that addictive. I don't, because it's like you can't, and then you fall, and then it's like you hit the little monsters, and I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop talking.
And another one is called Flight Control, which is really fun, just trying to land airplanes.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that game.
Echo Phone for Twitter and a few other things.
I use Tweety for Twitter.
Oh.
Which I think – I have Echo Phone too. I actually paid for the paid version of Echo Phone because I really liked it. And then somebody said Tweety was better and it was free. And – or no, it wasn't free. It was 99 cents again or something. Anyway, I like Tweety much better.
You've 99 cents to yourself.
I have 99 cents to myself into a hole. I am no longer purchasing apps. I have put myself on an app diet. My latest addictive game, and it's free, is called, I don't even remember, Fly Kiwi Fly. And it's a free app, and it is addictive because you've got to jump all the way around the world with a little kiwi. Kiwis can't fly, by the way.
Oh. Okay.
They're a little flightless bird.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. But just wanted to lay that on you.
Thank you.
Say hi. Hi. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Vios con Dios.
Another app I found recently that I like is called Siri, S-I-R-I. And basically you talk at it and it tells you things.
Oh, that's really cool. That's actually come in handy.
Yeah, you talk at it and it tells you things.
Which is much safer than him trying to type stuff in on the road, which makes me crazy.
Yeah, and we've actually used the Google Voice, the Google Search, the Google app, which has voice recognition on it. Mm-hmm. We use that a lot this weekend, which was a lot of fun. Okay.
So you're going to do your list? We have more calls. Emails. Something.
What did you mean?
We were going to do your list.
We were?
Well, you said you had emails. We don't have time. We don't have time. So you have what?
I have a couple more calls.
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Psych.
There's no music for you today. That's all the music you get. Now give me that thing. Jeez. You're out of control. All right, I wonder if anybody listened to the...
Wow.
Hey, Kidge.
Wow.
I guess
somebody... Sure enough, my call logs say that I called you guys on May 1st at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Funny.
Thank you for actually helping us move, I guess. That was right toward the end of lunch that my parents brought over.
You're welcome.
And then they were going to try to leave their little Yorkshire Terriers in our backyard and see how long it would take us to notice.
Yes, I noticed that.
So I told them to take the dogs. And then I had a couple VHS tapes in my car, and I realized... What?
There ended up being talking? Yeah. I never heard the end.
There was entire conversations on there.
Oh.
Yeah, it was 10 minutes long. A lot of it was in his pocket. A lot of him walking
Most of
around.
It in his pocket.
There was some pizza talk. There was some pizza.
This is really good pizza. Yeah, we should get this some more.
And there was the dog thing.
Yeah.
You could hear Swifty cussing in the background.
But that they were there. They were actually my parents. I gave them back to them because what does Redshift need with VHS tapes?
Yeah, exactly.
And then we were eating cookies over the carpet that one of our friends made, and we were saying how our Roomba vacuum would love that. And I was chopping ice.
I thought so.
Thank you for that. And yeah.
That was very annoying.
Special. Yes.
But I wonder if anybody listened besides him, because he's listening to see if he said anything.
He said, what'd I say? What did I say?
What's incriminating on
him? What'd I do?
But I wonder if anybody else listened to it all the way through, because it was pretty annoying.
Funny.
But hey, now we have dryer, washer, microwave, TV.
Yay!
All installed and set up and all sorts of stuff. Mounted the TV myself. You know, yep.
All right. You might want to have somebody look at that then.
Yeah.
That will with a friend, but... Now we have internet too. We have Uverse, and we might actually record an episode, hopefully soon, to actually put out an official response for that.
Yeah. You and the other people.
What? Well, they're saying Uverse is way awesome.
Redshift and Thin Ice.
They're gonna record a show.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I thought they meant like on their new TV. They were talking TiVo. No, but. Isn't Uverse supposed to be like way awesome?
It's pretty awesome from what I hear. But you don't have as many channels.
I'd like him to tell us how awesome it is.
Well, Jen and Dave had it.
They did?
They did an entire show. You need to listen more. They did an entire show about the pros and cons of Uverse.
You know what I did today? I ironed for hours.
They tried it for several.
I have a...
You could listen to podcasts while you iron.
Oh, I have done that before, actually. Yes. I thought about what could I do? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, if I watch anything, then I'm just distracted. So I can't watch TV and iron. So I just stand in the laundry room and iron. Isn't that exciting?
No.
Okay, fine.
Not exciting at all.
Yeah. So I could have listened. I thought about getting my phone and turning the music on.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. Like, because you put the new Toby Mac album on there, so I could listen to that. But then I just liked the silence. It was nice. And it was still cool enough this morning, so I could have the windows open. So I really enjoyed that, because then the air came on at about 1 o'clock and I had to shut
You know,
the
wind
windows.
Blew this afternoon, but it was a hot wind.
It was hot. I know we were outside. You should have seen Avery. She's a sweaty little munchkin.
Donna here, like you, Donna, me, Brad, and Faith.
Hey, you, Donna.
Me, Brad. Anyway. I mean, me, Faith.
You wanted to know how to pronounce my last name. Well, yes. It is Strasburg.
It's German. Strasburg.
Udana Strasburg.
And, by the way, I'm not black. I am Caucasian.
He knew that.
Why are you going to be all racialists on me?
Yeah.
There's no point to be racialists.
I do get a lot of people that ask if I'm black or from Africa, and also I'm.
She could be South African.
So she's tired of that joke.
She's South African.
You could hear that in her voice.
You could. She's like, yeah that's not funny anymore. Yeah,
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not
funny.
It's not original.
Yeah.
Come up. Like, I never hear that one.
To exercise my right to be silent regarding my high school days. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That's a good idea.
Since we all know how good I am at throwing my sisters under the bus, thought I'd call and tell you a little funny about...
Here we go.
It's the ongoing battle.
The ongoing battle between the sisters. I love this stuff.
Deanna and my other sister, Kelly...
Now, how do you have a Udonna, a Kelly, and a Deanna?
You have Deanne?
Deanna.
Deanna. Kelly.
Kelly.
And Udonna.
What?
What's wrong with your parents? Are you the oldest and they sobered up after you? Or are you the youngest and
they got
bored with naming your kids?
She's the oldest.
Okay. So that you were hippies. They had a kid and they said, oh, we got to be responsible. We got to stop smoking this stuff.
Right. And then they went with Deanna. Kids.
Yeah.
One day, she went to Walmart. She had to get some cleaning supplies.
Oh. We didn't get to hear it.
Did she call back?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, here she is again. So maybe she's going to tell us the rest of that story.
Okay. Anyway, Udonna here again. I got cut off. anyway, she was getting her cleaning supplies and went by some movies, and she saw that there's a movie that her daughter would like, so she grabbed that, and she went by and got, like, a Barbie doll for her and everything, and goes through the line and pays for the stuff, and she goes to go out, and the alarm goes off. And she, the guy stops her at the door and looks at her receipt and kind of looks in her basket and they thought, oh, maybe it's the Barbie doll. And
oh, my goodness.
You're killing me, Udonna. You're killing me.
She stole the movie.
What do you mean she stole it? She said she went to the line and paid for everything.
Uh-huh.
She didn't call back either.
Oh.
Udonna, call back and finish the story.
We need to
know. There are 12 angry listeners out there.
Deanna is in jail. How are we going to get her out? She's in the Walmart jail. That's the worst jail. That's worse than airport jail.
There'll only be 10 listeners after this.
I know.
Airport jail.
You're the one who's afraid of airport jail.
I am scared of airport jail.
The world is Robert.
I went up to the guy.
They don't have to read you your rights in
the
airport.
At the baggage claim.
They can just check your cavities. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Your cavities. Nobody ever has a problem with me.
I do believe I remember you getting patted down. Don't I remember you getting patted down with the back of the hand?
Well, that's just because I wasn't paying attention and I walked through before they asked me.
That's right.
That was
you
because
were
I wasn't
rules,
paying.
Woman.
No, I
you
wasn't paying attention.
You were all doing your own thing.
I was not looking, and I walked through before I should have.
She's always, when we go to the airport, every stinking time.
We've done this already.
Take me to the departures, but you're an arrival. No, take me to the arrivals, but you're a departure. I want to go to the arrivals, but you're a departure. And then they'll have all these ropes lined
up. But otherwise,
up.
You just have to go up the stinking escalator to go to the arrivals anyway. You end up in the same place. You might as well drop me off up there and I don't have to go up the escalator. It's a lot easier.
They have their reasons.
No, they do not.
They will throw me in jail and check my cavities.
No, they will not.
They do.
No.
I don't want my cavities checked.
Sounds like a personal problem.
There are things in my cavities I don't want found.
Oy.
So, anyway, and then there'll be this big roped off line, and she won't go through the roped off line. She'll cut up all the way through. She won't walk through the roped off line. She'll just cut all the way. No, there's nobody. You know, there's nobody. I'll say, you got to go through the line. No, there's nobody here. It doesn't matter. It matters.
It doesn't matter, you rat. You're going to go through the rat maze to get to the end. You, of all people, you pick on me for following the rules all the time. And then the one time I don't, you freak out.
Because it's in the airport with people with rubber gloves on.
Yeah, but they're high quality, those people.
Exactly. These are people who took the job because they want to check your cavities. It's like a perk to them.
Okay. The guy in La Crosse is a small airport, so we were having a nice conversation about how cold it is and couldn't go back to Texas where it's 90 degrees.
You're talking under your breath and nobody can understand.
So it was nice.
Oh,
he was flirting with me.
Ah, now we get down to it. This is how Faith gets away with things at the airport. She flirts her way out of them. I don't have that option, ma'am. That will only get me into deeper trouble, if you know what I mean.
That's true.
Deeper trouble.
Ew.
Hey, Squirrels. It's Robert from It's Just Us. Hey, I was just listening to your last show. What was it? Debriefing Udonna?
Yes. Thank you very much for noticing the name of the show. I like it when people call and reference the names of the show.
You do, because he takes time. You know, he sits on the couch for like a minute thinking about
exactly.
What to name the show.
And after 2,000 shows, whatever we've done, it's not very easy.
Yeah. To be original.
Yes. 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 So what I've discovered is that most shows give up by now. If they either make it, I even notice like the really popular shows,
mm-hmm.
they either make it or they give up by now.
Right. And we've done neither.
I'm sticking it out with my 12 listeners.
We've done neither. We have not made it, nor have we quit.
Have we given up? Nope. We're stubborn like that.
Yep.
Udonna. You died. Yeah, I think I'm saying that right.
You are.
I hope I'm saying that right. I don't want her to have to call me.
She can call your show.
Don't worry.
She will.
She's not black.
In the show, I think once you said Udonna, and then like another time you said Udonna, and I think maybe you're confusing her with Ubuntu. You know, she.
I wonder if Udonna uses Ubuntu.
Oh, that'd be cool.
She's a woman, not an operating system. So.
Is there really a difference?
Oh, really? You're going
anyway,
to go there.
That's not why I called. I noticed that you're going through a change in the way that you describe your extended 12-second kissing times. You know, used to be, how you doing, right?
Well, we don't do that anymore.
Brown chicken,
creepy.
Brown cow, which is my personal favorite.
But that wasn't us. That was other people saying that.
Yeah, that was his brother. And seriously, that's
laundry?
Creepy, too.
What's wrong with laundry?
No laundry.
Just a word of advice. I wouldn't choose a typically female chore.
Well, what it comes down to is I had this couple. Well, there was a couple. Well, we had a couple. A friend. This is in previous life. And that's what they called it. They called it doing the laundry. We got to go home. We got to do the laundry. And we got laundry waiting. We got to go. And so that was kind of their excuse to get to go and get out or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how they would prompt the other one to go. It's like, let's go home and do laundry. Oh, okay. Well, let's go. You know, it always worked for her to get him out of there. Well, anyway, she was all into the party.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, let's go home. Let's, you know, we have laundry to do. It's laundry night. And she's like, yeah, okay, in a minute, you know. And anyway, and this went on for a long time. And finally, she's like, well, okay, I'm ready to go. And he's like, that's okay. It was a small load. I did it myself. And so that's where that comes from. Okay, that's where it comes from. And it was very funny at the time.
Uh-huh.
You didn't think it was funny at
all.
Yeah,
it's crude.
It is crude. It is crude. But we're not calling it. That was just a joke. We don't call it doing the laundry.
No.
We don't. That's not me and Faith. We don't do that.
No. But that's where that came from.
We don't actually call it on the show what we call it like every day, because we don't, because, you know, on the show it's just, you know, it's just a bit and stuff.
We're not going to let you in on that.
No, because you know, if we, it's like in real life, we would say, you know, like, let's go home and make wild, passionate love for 6 hours. And we wouldn't want to say that on the show because it would make some people uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we come up with these little codes. What?
Nothing.
To replace brown chicken, brown cow? But
if you would prefer brown chicken, brown cow, if that's what everybody likes, because it's kind of
brown
humorous.
Chicken, brown cow.
It's just so annoying. Do we have to do it with that inflection?
If that's what you're going to go with, if you're looking for some more, I just have a short list of some things.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Do like doing the dishes. Huh? Wink,
no.
Wink.
No, no,
no.
Or maybe how about
no, I don't like that one.
Pledging the dining room table. Yeah.
that's too descriptive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. A little creepy.
Or
that brings some images. We don't want images.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. How about cleaning the cobwebs?
Ew. Okay, really? Okay, you need to stop.
We have date night every week. There's no cobwebs.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Yeah, thank you.
Or, you know, if Faith doesn't really like any of those, maybe you can just, you know, call it the act formerly known as brown chicken, brown cow.
That's perfect.
I like that one.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so... Or I guess you can just use the word sex.
You can,
yeah,
no.
That would really fly on your show.
Right.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for the sex call.
Yeah.
Pardon me while I squeegee my third eye.
I remember the first time you said that to me. I thought I was going to fall out of my chair. I did. I laughed all the stinking time.
I know. You laughed a lot. And you especially laughed at that quite a bit. You laughed at that like all day.
It just kept coming to me.
Every time you would look at me, you would start laughing all over again. Those were the days.
Yes.
Now, in the act formerly known as Brown Chicken Brown Cow, she laughs a lot, too. Consists of a lot of laughter. But that's okay. I take that as she's having a good time.
Oh, are there any more calls?
Yep, that's it.
Alrighty. Well, with that, we bid you adieu. Happy laundry.
Watch
to
your
you.
Language. Bidding people adieu.
Happy laundry to you.
Oh, wow. That's... This show is out of control! Okay. Let's stick with Vios con Dios, okay?
Vios con Dios.
Yeah, it's better.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.